Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Beer AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 22nd, and this is Denver Council 9, Council Representative Chris Bruton reporting. Across the Midwest and in other parts of our country, working families are facing a barrage of anti-union attacks that threaten to take away our rights and benefits. The fight for workers' rights in Wisconsin is not exclusive to Wisconsin. What is unfolding there affects each of us. With the enormous loss of representatives who advocate for workers, we face numerous attacks on working families and our unions. Right to work, paycheck protection, and legislation that guts public worker pensions, workers' compensation, health care, and eliminates collective bargaining has been introduced around the country. We experienced firsthand the attack last week as the U.S. House of Representatives stripped OSHA protections from the FAA reauthorization bill and sought to return the National Mediation Board to the arcane rule of counting a failure to vote as a no vote. The labor movement has not seen this level or intensity of attack in quite some time. On the heels of the Wisconsin governor offering a two-year corporate tax break, it is apparent that these battles have little to do with state budget crises. They are about newly elected leaders in key states using their new powers to weaken the labor movement at its foundation. If they were truly about state budget crises, there would be a negotiated process with all interested parties involved to ensure that shared sacrifices equaled shared rewards. Sound familiar? Following the Wisconsin solidarity rallies last week, in almost every state in the country, rallies took place yesterday and today, February 22nd. Union members from all over the country traveled to Wisconsin to stand in solidarity with those who are at risk of losing their right to bargain collectively. The same corporate money that worked to strip the rights of Delta and former Northwest flight attendants is backing these widespread attacks on all unions, on all workers, on all working families. We cannot allow the Chamber of Commerce to decide our future. That is no future. On the bright side, we have one thing the business lobby and the Chamber of Commerce do not have: the numbers. We must hold our elected officials accountable for their actions and work to elect those who support working Americans. In an effort to support and multiply the critical protest and action for working families that is already taking place in Wisconsin, CWA will host a conference call Wednesday, February 23rd, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for all activists. Many of you have requested information on how our union is participating at events nationwide and have asked how you can help. The first step you can take is to call in. For call-in information and to find other ways to get involved, check our website. This is our moment to mobilize against corporate greed at its worst. It isn't enough to ask for concessions. It isn't enough to gut our contracts through bankruptcy. It isn't enough to not bargain in good faith in the good times. We have given enough. Again, this crisis is not limited to the citizens of Wisconsin. This is a direct assault on each of us as union members. We deserve to have a voice at work and will stand beside our union peers across the country as their contracts face the threat of being stolen in a power grab. First, it will be them, but we know that once they have taken away the rights of one group, they will move on to the next, and it won't be long before they come for us. We speak often of solidarity. Now is the moment to put our words into practice. Our negotiating committee and representatives from our United Master Executive Council are concluding our merger and negotiations town hall meetings in Narita this Wednesday, February 23rd, and wrapping up in Hong Kong on February 24th. These meetings provide an excellent opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, get information on the merger, and discuss our recent filing with the National Mediation Board for determination of single transportation system, which will lead to a representation election. If you are able to attend, this is well worth your time. Not only will you be given an opportunity to ask questions of our negotiating committee and representatives of the United Master Executive Council, but you will also be able to provide your feedback. Check our website for times and locations. As we reported on Friday, last week, the Senate defeated an attempt by Senator Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, to strip OSHA protections for flight attendants from the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill. The amendment to remove health and safety protections for flight attendants and passengers, including sanitation and temperature standards in the aircraft cabin, was rejected by a 52-47 party line vote. In other words, every Democrat, including the two independents, voted for OSHA protections for flight attendants. Conversely, every Republican voted against safety and health protections for us. After defeating the Paul Amendment, the Senate passed a final FAA reauthorization bill, 87-8, which now includes health and safety protections for flight attendants. You should all be very proud of yourselves, since it was in large part due to your calls, emails, and AFA's advocacy that we defeated the Paul Amendment and successfully passed the bill in the Senate. Once the House of Representatives passes a version of the FAA reauthorization bill, the two bills will be reconciled in conference. The legislation now goes to the House of Representatives, where it passed out of committee last week by a vote of 34-25. The bill did include some good provisions for flight attendants. These include a smoking ban on charter flights, pesticide notification, and the Republican-backed language on flight attendant fatigue. However, we face a much harder battle in the House due to the makeup of the new House since the midterm elections. For flight attendants, each day on the job brings potential exposure to turbulence, severe air pressure changes, unwieldy service carts, broken luggage bins, balky exit doors and door handles, exposure to toxic chemicals, unruly passengers, communicable diseases, and emergency evacuations. As a result, safety and health violations occur on a daily basis for flight attendants, yet the Federal Aviation Administration, which claims exclusive jurisdiction over the safety and health of crew members on civil aircraft, has failed to extend basic OSHA protections afforded to other workers across the country. The FAA reauthorization bill has been extended 17 times over 3 years, delaying critical safety and health protections for flight attendants and the traveling public. The Senate and House are now in recess. Stay tuned as we update you on any developments pertinent to this vital piece of legislation. The MEC Benefits Committee presented details of a short-term disability insurance product at the last fall MEC meeting that will soon be offered to United Flight Attendants. This product was negotiated by AFA on behalf of our members. The enrollment period will begin March 1, 2011. Since United Management eliminated the contractual short-term disability benefit during bankruptcy, the Benefits Committee has been working diligently on a replacement short-term disability insurance option for flight attendants that does not require payroll deduction and uses an online accessible enrollment platform. More details will be coming shortly as they become available. There are no negotiation sessions scheduled for this week, and our negotiating committee, along with representatives of the Master Executive Council, MEC, are on the road addressing members' concerns at the last two merger and town hall meetings in Narita and Hong Kong. Federally mediated negotiations will resume next week in Chicago. AFA stands ready to negotiate outside our mediation schedule to discuss the issues you have determined are important. However, management continues to refuse our offer. Even though our mediator at the National Mediation Board, Mr. John Livingood, determines when and where we meet for the mediation sessions along with the agenda, the parties are not prohibited from meeting outside the mediation schedule. A more comprehensive review on negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, FAN, update. Become a part of the FAN by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local counsel. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.